Hey everybody, and this is Penny for your top pod. I will never get sick of saying my name like that. So, the other day on my subreddit, I put up a thing called Prambles, which are Penny Rambles. What? And it seemed to be fairly well received, which is surprising, but enjoyable. Because yeah, I'm at 50 scripts now. What? Mind blown, right? It's kind of wild. But Annis actually, he suggested something really good, which was, he said, and I quote, I'll try to sound like him, Prambles are so dope. No, I can't do it, I'm sorry. I tried to sound like you, Annis, it's not happening. Prambles are so dope. You should do more of these, Penny. I'd also love to have you do an audio talking about some of your work, like what influenced you and how you think of it now. That is a great suggestion, Mr. So Sweet Like Annis. You're so sweet, it's in the name, like you say. So, my work. I love that it's called my work. I feel like I'm a real author, not just some girl who writes smut for fun. I think that my work has changed a lot, actually, since I began. Because when I began, they were very long, intricate, sound effects-laden stories that, I feel like would take, fucking days to record, if I'm honest. And I did that because I didn't trust that my words could carry the story. I was like, I need sound effects. I need elaborate plots. Do you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't just have a guy and a girl going at it. Because I was like, oh my god, no, this is too much. This is too much pressure on me as a writer. I gotta, you know, fill it with shit. Well, I don't say shit, but like sound effects. Which, like, I think are the bane of existence for many people. And I'm not meaning like a door opening or like knocking or smacking. Like, those are easy to do. I just did them all sitting here watching television and talking to you. But I do believe that there's something to say about having so many sound effects like I did. And so I find that my stuff is a lot simpler, but in a good way. I find that the dialogue, I hope is more believable. I pray. It's hard to make it believable while also explaining what's going on. Like, you wouldn't go, ooh, let's go into the bedroom. Ooh, I'm just taking off my pants. Ooh, please unzip. Oh, actually, you would say, please unzip my dress. That's not actually weird. But, like, oh, I want you to, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't go into that amount of detail. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to think of something sexy to do in a sexy voice, but, like, I couldn't think of anything. I'm just gonna bring down these fishnet stockings. Do you know what I mean? Like, you would just do stuff. So it's hard. It's a fine line between sounding realistic and also making sense of the script. Like, because I'm in my head, it all makes sense. In my head, it's all happening. But for you guys at home, listening or reading, it's like, I gotta set the scene, if you will. So that's what I tried to do. So I would say with my old stuff, it was very, laden with sound effects, and with maybe not as realistic dialogue. But when I think of it then, and I think of it now, I think my stuff is a lot more simple, a lot more cohesive. I think my stuff is a lot more straightforward in a way. And I don't really have to hide behind stuff, because I have become more confident as an author of scripts. I've become more confident in sexuality, if I'm honest. Open to new things. And when I first started, I only wrote very vanilla things because I didn't really know what anything else. And I mean, I'm still not that experienced, but by reading backstage or by reading other scripts or listening to audios, I'm realizing all the different stuff out there. And when I started to request that people tell me scenarios or certain kinks that they like, and when I wrote scripts around that, I was like, oh wow, this doesn't do anything for me personally, but man, is it ever fun to write a challenge like that. Do you know what I mean? It was a real blast. So yeah, just stuff like that. What influenced me? Real life influenced me. If I'm honest, growing up, I was very sexually repressed. My family didn't really talk about it that much. It was kind of taboo. sexuality. And I could talk to my siblings about it because they'd be like, ugh. So I guess a lot of what I learned, as with all things in life, I learned them from books. Except when you're 10 years old, you're not allowed to read those kind of books. 10 and 11 and 12, you're supposed to read, like, The Babysitter's Club, which I'd already finished. I was a very quick reader, advanced. And I'm not saying that in a bragging way. I'm just saying that in that my elementary school library, I mean, I'd read all their books by the time I was, what, like, 11? And it was like, ah, give me something new. So then I'd go down to the community library. They wouldn't let you take out certain books. Even, like, scary ones. You had to get a note from your parents. My parents were like, nope. So one day I found my mom, one of my mom's Harlequin romances. It was under her bed. And I was like, what? And I remember I snuck it into my room and I devoured that thing. I was like, what? What are they writing about in here? And like my mind was blown. And I remember the plot was something stupid, like a widow and her daughter go to her rich dead husband's plantation or something because she witnesses a murder. And then she falls in love with the dead guy's brother or something stupid like that. If you can find the title, my mind would be blown. I would love that. I don't even know if it's a Harlequin, but it's one of those kind of books. And just the descriptions in there. And I remember thinking, there was one thing about her having painted toenails. And in my head, I was like, I didn't even realize men noticed these things or even liked those things. I thought women did it for themselves. Or just random stuff. And it was an insight into this side of the world that I never even knew about, right? So yeah, my start was with Harlequin romances, which mortifying now that I think about it. So then I would sneak down to the public library. I would take my rollerblades and I would rollerblade down to the, or my bike. Actually more my bike because there was a steep hill and I didn't know how to stop on my rollerblades. So I would take my bike to the local library and then I would just hide in the stacks. Like, I'd go there, like, on a Saturday morning. This tells you how popular I was, okay? But I would rush down to the library really early, and I would just read for hours in the stacks, those Harlequin books. Because I couldn't take them out, because I wasn't old enough. But it just opened up my eyes. And then, as you get older, and you can get whatever books you want, I mean, Lady Chatterley's Lover, and that's just the first one that I remember reading and I was like, whoa, just the way they describe everything. I don't know. And seeing movies, right? Movies, such a big deal. Movies are very unrealistic, however. But yeah, so I guess the ones that inspired me would have to be, was it D.H. Lawrence? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure it was D.H. Lawrence who wrote Lady Chatterley's Lover. So I guess stuff like that where they talk about sexuality in a very vivid term. Because at GWA you can't really use like flouncy words, right? Like I mean you can. Like you can use length and you can use member and you can use fanny. I don't know. I'm trying to think. It's been so literally, I think the last Harlequin I read was when I was 12. So you'll have to forgive me. But stuff like that, like, but at GWA you use very harsh words like cock, and I'm not gonna say the other ones because even though I can this is gonna sound dumb, even though I can write like what I define to be fairly filthy words, I cannot say them out loud. There's some words that I've never actually said but I've written down in scripts. So yeah, the other thing is that I've become more softened in terms of pet names, because before I was like, ugh, pet names in a script, that's the worst. And now I try to like give it a shot because the scripts are not just for me, right? They're for other people. Plus other people have improvised and used pet names, and I'm like, oh, that actually makes it flow a little nicer. Do you know what I mean? Just because I'm not a pet name person doesn't mean other people aren't. Maybe one day, maybe in a year, you'll come back to me and be like, Penny, what are your thoughts on pet names? And I'll be like, oh, I love them. I love it when someone calls me babe or baby, or you know what I mean? I doubt it, but you know what? That's the thing I've learned. Never say never. So I think I've changed a lot. And other people that have influenced me are a lot of the authors on GWA. I don't want to name names because I don't want people feeling left out, like if I don't name their names, but a lot of the authors on GWA, men and women, are fucking amazing. Like their stuff's like poetry, and I just get like, whoa, blown away. I learned a lot from them. Learned a lot on formatting. I've also learned a lot on what people enjoy recording. In terms of like, I take note like which of my scripts are well received, which ones are less well received. I think it's interesting because like, I find a lot of my out there scripts, people are like, yikes. They all love to read the script, but no one really wants to perform it, if that makes sense. Which is fine. I get it. It's a little intense. But yeah, it's, I don't know. Everything's just a learning experience, and I hope that 6 months from now I will have another preamble where I'm like, oh guys, this is what I've learned, this is what I've blah blah blah. The other thing that influences me is people. The people of GWA and GWAB are so amazingly supportive. They're open with their stories. They are cool with helping me in certain ways, the helping me craft a story, helping me craft a motivation. And I think that's wonderful. So at the end of the day, I just love writing. I love creating these little vignettes that are in my head. Sometimes I'll just be walking to work, and then all of a sudden, bing, this idea will come to my head. I'm like, whoa, I gotta write that down, I gotta write that down. So I have to like scribble it down on a piece of paper or in my phone, because I'm always afraid someone's gonna find the piece of paper and be like, why does this say like, suck my blank, you? So, like, I'm like, ah, no, never mind. Because like certain just phrases will come out, and I'm like, oh, I gotta get them down. So yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of neat, but I feel like I'm starting to really ramble now, so I'm gonna cut that off here. But thank you for listening to me. Thank you for being amazing. Thank you to my friends for being amazing friends. Thank you to just anyone who reads my scripts and writes about to me about them. And I hope that you continue. And I hope that 6 months I am still here.